Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Listen after the podcast for more information about TPC DeQuincy.
And give us what the Lord has given you. Thank you.
You know, the service tonight, I wasn't there, obviously, on the day of Pentecost and the days after. But I've read enough in this book that I think that what happened in this place already would be a true picture of what a book of Acts apostolic service is supposed to be like. It's not about our programs. It's not about our plans. It's about the word of the Lord speaking through a man of God to a congregation that receives that word and then responds. So to you, I commend you. I commend this assembly for quickly getting under the load of what your shepherd was making an appeal to someone far, that you quickly responded and got behind. That's an apostolic church, and I don't know about you, I want to be in an apostolic church. I don't need a dead church. I get that down the road at the... I want to be in an apostolic church, one that knows how to flow in the Spirit, where miracles and signs and wonders and deliverance takes place. That's what you've got, DeQuincy. That's what you've got. I feel a very clear direction and a dovetail to what Pastor Elon felt in the Holy Ghost tonight. I won't be long. But I do feel a clear direction, and if you can just stay with me, God's going to do something left. There's another wave of the Holy Ghost that wants to move in this building tonight. Deuteronomy chapter 11, glad my family's here. Brother Nealon, he does think of you as family. My son and Grant, my nephew, if you want to, we can let you claim them on income taxes. Because they not doing me no good. They overhear more. So I'll go ahead and let you have them a little bit. I love Pastor Nealon and Sister Nealon, some of the finest, most Christian-like people. And I mean that sincerely. I give high honor to you. Deuteronomy 11, chapter 11, verse 7. But your eyes have seen the great acts of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall ye keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that ye may be strong. Go in and possess the land whither ye go to possess it, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Pay special attention now to verse 10. For the land, whether thou goest in to possess it, is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for, and the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. One more verse I want to read. Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. Paul speaking. In just two verses. I won't read the whole story. I'll just give it to you. Verse 16. Who in times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without a witness in that he did good, and gave us rain from heaven, and fulfilled seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. I want to preach to you tonight about the rain of heaven. The rain of heaven. Let's lift our hands right now one more time. And if you're hungry tonight and you just want God to talk to you, you determine that, not me. God, I'm hungry tonight. I need you to talk to our hearts tonight. Speak to us tonight, God. Talk to every individual in this building. I take authority over every distraction, every wayward mind. And I'm asking you, let the strength of God come, that we gird the loins of our mind and receive your word in this place tonight, I pray, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. God was preparing his people for the greatest endeavor. It was to take the land of Canaan, a land that was full of enemy territories, strongholds, encampments, a place that was foreign to the children of Israel. They had not known battle. They had not known war. They had not known this new land that he was trying to take them into to possess it. But he gave them a hope. If you'll just go, I'll take care of everything else. Oh, I'm preaching good already. If you just go, God will take care of everything else. He's asking somebody, if you'll just go where he's wanting you to go. Don't put a filter on it. Just let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost and let God be God. He'll do more miracles in 5 seconds than you could do in all your lifetime. Will you just go? It was foreign. They didn't know what to do. They didn't have a plan. They didn't have a strategic layout or an architectural plan of what God was going. All he just said is, if you go, it's a land not like you know. It ain't like where you came out of. Because you see, where you came out, there's a whole lot of baggage of where you came out. And where I'm trying to take you, it's a place of walking in the supernatural like you've never seen before. He begins to explain to them. He said, it's not like Egypt. See, Egypt was type and shadow. We got that down pat in our churches. We know type and shadow. Moses, a deliverer. Egypt, the world. Pharaoh, the taskmaster, your enemy. But here's the one sometimes just we slip up on, and that's Canaan. Canaan ain't heaven. And Canaan ain't the Holy Ghost. Canaan is God's dwelling place for his people in dominion and authority. And he said, when you go where I want you to go, I take care of everything else. I give you dominion over cities that you didn't plant, you had nothing to do with. I give you I feel it in here tonight. Give me some keys. Somebody got some keys quick? Keys signify open the door. Now I'm off my notes, okay? Is that all right? God wants to give you some keys tonight, Brother Neela. Part 2 to what he told you in that office. And he said, whatever these keys are for, I don't know, you know. But when you put this key in that door and you turn that lock, there's not going to be a hesitation in the mechanisms. There's not going to be a hindrance to the door. But when you put that key in that door is going to open wide open. And what's behind that door is bigger than God's. He ain't even told you but just a piece of what he's going to bring into this assembly. I dreamed about it not too long ago. This building was packed to capacity. And God was pouring out his spirit on all flesh. There were blinded eyes being opened. Deaf ears were being unstopped. Stop. That's heaven's reign. Heaven's reign ain't a part of a denomination. Heaven's reign ain't a part of a structure. Heaven's reign is you just saying, God, wherever it moves, I'm getting there. Canaan is the dwelling place of God's people, where you've got dominion and authority. Rahab was in Canaan. That ain't heaven. Idolatry was in Canaan. That ain't heaven. It's telling you and I, this is where I want you to go to abide and to dwell. But here's what he had to bear out to them so strongly. This is not like Egypt. What was Egypt? He said Egypt was a place that you had to water with your foot. In other words, you had to make the water come to you. I'm waiting on some of y'all to catch up. When you get to Canaan's land and an apostolic church service like what's in this place and what started in the beginning of it, you ain't got to pump and prime for the water to come. The water just starts coming because people begin to worship him and begin to praise him. He said, that's heaven's rain in Canaan. It's a water that comes not because of your ingenuity or your talent or your ability. God's ready to raise up some apostolics that aren't consumed with himself, but are consumed with him and his purpose and his kingdom. He said, it ain't like Egypt where you got to water with your foot, where you got to work. We're approaching a day in this end time hour, Brother Nealon, that it ain't going to be like it used to be. We ain't got to have the fanfare. You ain't going to have all the great phylacteries that cause something to happen. When you get the presence of God in your midst and you move into what God wants, you ain't got to pump it or prime it. Heaven just shows up with a cloud and it comes a downpour of the Holy Ghost and the outpouring of His Spirit and the supernatural working of miracles. He said, it ain't like Egypt. And our transition is coming out of what we've known. That's hard. I told you, nothing changed. The type and shadow was there. He said, you got to still come out of Egypt. And they were, 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians says 10. He said, they came out, went under the cloud, went through the water unto Moses. Type of baptism and Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost and baptism started before they ever got to Canaan. We got that down pat. But the part we struggle sometimes with is moving into that area where you ain't got nothing to do with it. It just shows up. I've been praying. I've been fasting. Yeah, and I thank God for preparing. That's the danger. You can't prepare so much and rule out God's sovereignty. In other words, I'm going to make God say, uncle, you're going to give me what I want one way or the other, and I'm going to fast so I become anorexic. You ain't going to make God do nothing that he don't want to do in his will. That's a danger. The other danger is the sovereignty. Well, we just going to let God just going to do it regardless, and I ain't got to do nothing. But you let the preparedness of man meet the sovereignty of God, you got a Holy Ghost explosion. I'm preaching to some people, you've been preparing. You've been calling on the name of Jesus. You've been asking God, what else can we do? We want to be ready. I hear on the other side an abundance of rain. It's the voice of the King saying, I'm about to send the revelation of my will. Whole denominations. Oh man, that's hard for me to believe because I've always been taught I gotta just make it. He said, this ain't gonna be like the water and you see, because Egypt was all about tunnels and they had fancy funnel or what you called him, aqueducts. I failed history. I failed everything but recess. I passed recess, Jack, with an A. They had aqueducts that flowed all through that. And when the water got to a certain place, come here, let's just pump a little water. Let's get it to where we need to go. He said, when you move into Canaan, he calls it the unorganized creative order. Let that sink in for a minute. Unorganized. Canaan was hills and valleys and Hittites and Amorites and battles and war. It was unorganized, but it was God's creative order. What are you saying? I'm saying this. When you move in God's will, it might be unorganized. It might be chaotic all around you. But you need to remember it's God's creative order. And as long as you're in his will, as long as you're in his plan, as long as you're doing everything God's asked you to do, God said, you ain't got to work for this one. I'll let a rain cloud come out of nowhere. I'll let that employer look down on you and say, hey, I don't know what it is about you, but you're different. I'm about to give you a raise. I'm about to move you into the job situation. Boss says, hey, you ain't really done a great job. He might notice, hey, you doing okay. But there's something about you. I like you around. So I'm going to give you a raise. You've been struggling a little bit. Out of nowhere. Why did that happen? That's Canaan. That's heaven's rain that just comes and settles. You ain't got to pump for it. Ever been like that, brother? I've been to that place. I prayed and fasted and nothing happened. Huh. And then I don't do nothing and everything happens. That ain't causing me to quit praying and fasting. It's just telling me, hey, this ain't about me. It's about him. God's in control of everything. I just need to trust him. The steps of a good man are order of the Lord. I'm looking for the rain. Is there anybody in De Quincy? I need the rain of heaven to come where I am because I'm in a situation that only God can bring me out. Unorganized, creative order was Canaan. While Egypt was the marksmanship and craftsmanship of man. God loves man, but he gets weary with us trying to make something happen. Why wouldn't you just trust me? Why wouldn't you just let me do what I do best? I can make a way out of no way. I can do the impossible. For God, he said, for it is impossible to please him without faith. Faith says, I will please him regardless of what's around me, regardless of how crazy things are happening around me. I will stand and know that when I get in Canaan's land, he'll supply the rain I need. He didn't end it there. He said, you've been constantly bending over, picking up garlic or herb garden. I ain't against nobody's herb garden. But it just ain't a real garden, sorry. A real garden is them tomato plants. I'm trying to reel some of y'all in with me. You can tell I'm thinking about them fresh tomatoes when they come. He said, you've been messing down here with the garden of herbs. He said, but where I'm taking you, it's pomegranates. It's grapes. What's he trying to tell them boys? Your biggest battle to receive heaven's rain is going to get your eyes off of, well, it's been like this for so long, it'll never change. God can deliver you right now like that, and it could change. Just like that, whoo, and it's gone. Situation could just move out. One gust of his breath, whoo, and there went your fear. I'm reaching for somebody's faith right now because I believe God can do anything. He's trying to tell them. You're constantly looking down here saying it ain't going to get no. Hey, wait, I'm taking you a place where you're going to constantly be just saying, okay, God, what's next? Remember when you first got the Holy Ghost? Oh, come on. We could charge hell with a water pistol when we got the Holy Ghost. I was looking for every demon-possessed person I could find. I went to San Francisco. I went to San Francisco. We did a crusade over there. We get to San Francisco, Brother Neela. And I'm down there with all the tarot card readers and all the fortune tellers and all them tellers and they all down there. And I went and just stood. Me and Brother Randy Sullivan stood right there by one. And I just trying to be honorary. I know y'all don't ever do that in your family. But I just being a little honorary. And that old spirit spoke out. What are you doing here? I'm like, yeah, we found it. I'm going to get in trouble at your church. I feel too comfortable here. Rhonda, I feel too comfortable here. And that spirit spoke out. And I looked at Brother Randy and said, well, what you want to do? Let's just stay. Well, we hung out. And boy, it got to talking out of her. A big old baritone voice, you know. And I said, what are you so afraid of? She said, I don't like your spirit. I said, good. I don't like yours. I said, what is it about my spirit? Now, I don't advise you doing this, okay? I was just stupid. I said, what is it you don't like? It's something in you that causes me. I don't like it. Leave my city. You don't think them spirits know apostolic people in their city? Leave my city. She packed up her little table and she took off. Went a little further down. Well, good Christian I was, trying to outreach, I followed her down there. And me and Brother Randy, somebody said go 2x2, so I went 2x2. I was in scripture. And I stood by her again. And this time she got to using some pretty potent words there I didn't even know existed. And then she began to say, if you don't get out of this city, you will not have the people of this city. I'm here and I will control the people of this city. And just begins. Finally, she just packed up and left. Folks, if you don't believe that when you got the Holy Ghost, you're more than just a Pentecostal. That's what you needed to get into the gates of heaven. Yeah, that's our ticket. I believe that. But more than that, you've got an authority and a dominion. That's why people that are bound by drugs, you can pray a prayer of faith for them. I bind that spirit of immorality. I bind that spirit of drug addiction. I bind that spirit of adultery. You've got authority. If that's in your home and your family, you've got an authority and a dominion. That's heaven's reign. We've got to transition out into what he wants. And it ain't going to be structured. We want it all structured and figured out. It ain't going to be that way. He said, will you just go to a place and it's up here and it's the battle's mine. You just need to go. And he said, when you get there, I'm going to let the rain of heaven come. Well, that's Old Testament. That don't apply today. Oh, I'm glad you asked where, because it's in Acts 14. Paul walks to Lystra, and here's what he says, Brother Nealon. He walks into the city, and Paul just causes that whole city to go chaotic in the spirit world. I don't know about you, but what good's my religion, Mom? You know, when the old time, J.T. Pugh and Brother Chester Hensley. Brother Hensley, these men that walked, Brother Verbal Bean knew my grandpa well, spent many a days at my grandpa's house. These men walked with a dominion and an authority. And then when the power of God and they ministered, the power of God fell. And people were falling prostrate in that service. They stayed there till 12, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They weren't worried about school the next day. They weren't worried about they were going to get up and make their job because that's what they did. But they were so hungry for an apostolic heaven's reign that it didn't matter what was the time. It didn't matter what inconvenience, because they knew we can't make it on our ability. We can't make it on our intellect. We can't make it on our talent or our fine churches. We've got to have an apostolic outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And without it, we can do nothing. Paul walked to that city, and the whole spirit world went to chaos. Things begin to cry out. See, if we can ever understand that God's got an anointing when you receive the Holy Ghost, you've got an authority that you can speak and pray and things come back that have been stolen. God's going to restore back to you what's been stolen, Mom. He stole some things. It's coming back. See, that's heaven's reign. That ain't no tricks. That ain't no gimmicks. Look, I'm tired of the tricks and the gimmicks. I need an apostolic, authentic outpouring of heaven's reign. Our young people leave drunk in the Holy Ghost. Our people leave on fire, ready to turn their school right side up for the kingdom of God. There will be another visitation. Another visitation. What you've asked God for, your dream, you told me about it this morning. I've been praying about it, mulling it through all day, thinking, God, where is it? And late, right before service, very clearly, if I ever heard him speak, it's not many days hence. Not many days hence. And that's the reason, that connection. Your daddy That old prophetic wants to move. It's in this building right now. I can feel that old anointing, that old man of the prophetic that wants to just drop. You say, well, that's just for the preacher. No, it ain't. God's ready to resurrect some old time anointing that's been sitting on a bottle, on a shelf. He's been just looking for the right person that'll say, I'll go in. I need heaven's rain to flow on me that'll operate like. Paul walks into Lystra. I was in Austin, Texas. I told you, I'm going to get in trouble. I'm home. I love you, and if you don't love me, don't tell me. I walked in Austin, Texas, you know, Brother Stevens. You can call him back, verify. Look, we ain't been there a long time. Me and my wife, been a little while. And he called, said, hey, Bubba, buddy. So I need you to come. Call everybody, buddy. Buddy, I need you to come. So I'm coming, Brother Stevens. Get there. When I tell you, when chaotic, it was chaotic. We had to usher people out. I had a lady come to the pulpit cursing me in chants. Had another one over here chanting. Had them smoking dope on the one, what you call him, bloobs. What you call them? He said, it's a big ball. And they'd smoke it. And they out there on the deal, the whole group of them out there. Didn't know what in the world. What we going to do? We kept preaching. God gave us a move of God. My wife, at the end of it, she said, Scott, what in the world just happened? I said, I don't know. I don't know what in the world happened that service. All I know is God was there and people were delivered and touched. Brother Stephen's coming to me. He goes, Bubba, buddy, he said, what in the world just happened? I said, I don't know, Brother Stevens. You tell me what happened. You're the elder. You tell me what just happened. Me and him talked a little bit. He said, all I can tell you is God did a miracle in our midst, and we had a breakthrough in this service. DeQuincy, God's wanting to give a breakthrough in this service that you and I have never even seen before. And we're looking at everything that doesn't make any sense. We're looking at everything that is supposed to be this way. And it's like Paul saying to them, I came here in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I'm ready to do miracles, signs, and wonders. And he's in this building ready to continue what he started in the beginning of this message. Heaven's rain moved in, but heaven's downpour is about to fill this house. Musicians, you come. I'm closing. Paul went to Lystra, and when he got to Lystra, there was a man impotent, crippled at the door. And Paul said, get up, you're healed. Now watch what they did. The miracle came. The miracle of impossibility came. And everybody gathered around Paul and said, Paul, Mercurius has visited us. Apollos has visited us. The gods have come down. And they started throwing wreaths on Paul like he was some hero and a god. And Paul said, whoa. Because now they're trying to organize something and put something cornered and say, this is the what God's going to do for you cannot be put in a corner. It cannot be organized. It cannot be strategized. It's only going to be God saying on this day, here's the plan, Pastor. And you just operate in the plan like you did tonight and begin to navigate what God wants you to do. And in that moment, God will pour out of his spirit the miracles and signs that this church was prophesied. It's part of your destiny. God ain't forgot the prophecy, and God ain't forgot what he said. And Paul said, in closing, Paul said, don't you try to organize this, boys. Take your wreath back. Take your parade back. Paul said, this is none other than the reign of heaven. Paul connected the dots and said, what God did for his people in Canaan, brass serpent healed them. Every time they looked on it, supernatural. Water out of a rock, supernatural. Manna from heaven, supernatural. Canaan was God saying, whatever your problem and comes against you, as long as you stay in alignment with me, I will keep you. and provide. And Paul says, what you studied way back then, when you saw this guy get up and walk, the day of miracles has got to come back in a consistency. Not just one time. Tonight, I believe people were healed at the beginning of this service. I believe people were touched, miracles, saved. But it can't stop there. What happened to the day that God heals everything in the building? I believe it. I'll sign a paper. I'm crazy. I wasn't raised in this, folks. I came from the world. So I'm not polished. I don't have a... I just see what I see. I call what I see. And Brother Nealon, there's a reason God's put us together. Because we're looking for the same thing. And I want to declare to this church on this Sunday night, God's already done it. That's why I said it just dovetails. I see a little cloud coming our way. It already visited us in the beginning of this service. But God ain't done yet. And if you got it in you tonight with just a little bit of hunger to reach deep in your spirit, take that hunger and say, God, I've been waiting a long time for this one. It's time, God. Stand with me all across this building. Now tonight, your pastor's already led the way. I'm leading. I'm asking for individuals, not collectively holding a hand. If you're hungry, I'm preaching to the hungry tonight, the desperate, the willing to go at whatever the cost for a miracle in God. I don't want to hear the stories no more. I want to experience what my granddaddy had and my forefathers. If that's you tonight and hunger's just burning in your soul, lift your hands all across this building. There's fixing to be an outpouring of God's rain. And if you need a miracle tonight, if you've never been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Bible says repent. Turn. If you'll repent tonight and ask God to forgive you of everything, God will forgive you of your sins. He'll take them away. He won't just walk. He'll take it completely away by His blood. Ask Him here right now. God, forgive me. Forgive me of everything I've done, everything I've said. Forgive me here tonight. I turn.
We pray that today's message has blessed you. For more about TPC DeQuincy, go to our website, tpcdq.church. Please join us Wednesday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday night at 6 p.m. TPC is located at 301 West 4th Street in DeQuincy. TPC, loving God and loving people.